Last night at the Odisha Men's World Cup, Australia thrashed China 11-0 with Blake Govers netting a hat-trick. The Kookaburras were one goal away from equaling their own world record of winning 12-0 set in 2010 against South Africa. This result meant China faced the possibility of elimination, depending on the result between England and Ireland. England took the lead, but was soon pegged back by Ireland, who then took the lead themselves. But conceding an equaliser within a minute took the wind out of Ireland, and once England reclaimed the lead, they never looked like losing it. So England and China survive, and Ireland head home. Today, following a six-day break between games, the attention turns to Pool D, where Belgium play South Africa and India face Canada. Belgium and India vying to be the top of the pool. With both teams having won one game, it will come down to the goal difference. So Belgium are going to need goals, but without former captain John Doman and Emmanuel Stockbrooks, their task will have become a little harder. While South Africa will be doing everything to keep Belgium from scoring, they will also be hoping that India can defeat Canada by 4 or 5 goals so they can progress through to the crossover games. Rest assured, Canada and South Africa will battle hard for survival. In their last 3 meetings, Belgium has scored 19 goals to South Africa's 5, and the Amistocker Stocker have not won since 2009. Canada, on the other hand, defeated India in the Hockey World League semi-final playoff for 5th and 6th place in London last year. Prior to that, their last victory in a major tournament was way back in 1998 at the World Cup. Playing India in India, they will need to score first to have a chance of winning this match.